The Kalamazoo Bicycle Film Festival is in its fourth year. As WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports, organizers will show 24 short films featuring or inspired by bicycles.
The movies were selected by Kalamazoo resident Brian Moon, who started the festival in 2010. Moon is a frequent bike rider himself and says he'd like to see more area residents commute to work on two wheels instead of four.
I'm trying to bring biking and bike culture more into the mainstream and less on the fringe. And people not following the rules is part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is if there are more bikers on the road, if biking was more acceptable, people would know how to drive around them. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's a foreign concept to have both bikes and cars on the road, so people don't know how to act around bikes, and bikers need to learn how to act on the road.
The films are up to 15 minutes long, with an average length of 3 minutes. Watching all of them will take just over an hour and a half. Moon views lots of films before narrowing down his choices for the festival. He says he looks for variety in filming styles and subject matter.
So we have, some of them are scripted, dramatic or comedic pieces. Some of them are documentaries. Some of them are, I guess I would call them test or kind of art pieces.
A short film titled Vavisa is part of the lineup.
It's a 2 minute and 16 second film from Canada, and it's filmed at night, and there's just all these explosions and fireworks going off. The only thing you can really make out is kind of the silhouette of BMX bikers riding around, and it's very captivating, and this is, I guess, would be one of the arty pieces.
The longest film in this year's festival is 15 minutes. Set in Ireland, Three-Legged Horses is about a cab driver who transports riders in a three-wheeled carriage.
If you take all three of us, where do you want to go?
The castle.
Right, to the castle.
It's just the story about how he gets through his night as a pedicab driver, and at the end, the whole community comes out to support him. So it's really about him and his trials, and the bicycle's just kind of a background figure in it.
One of the American-made films in the festival is called Mick.
Since as long as I can remember, I mean, I've dedicated the best years of my life to bicycles.
The current world record for most consecutive hours spent on a bicycle is 3,287, which is roughly 137 days.
And it's a story about a young man who's trying to break the Guinness Book of World Record for longest time spent on a bicycle.
So I'm just about there.
The past 4 months have been some of the toughest of my life, but, you know, in order to reach my goal, I just learned to adapt.
Scenes show Mick sitting on a tiny bicycle in the shower and riding a bike while scooping ice cream cones. He drops the cones while handing them to customers.
Is this completely scripted? Is it real? So you need to watch it and try to figure it out for yourself. But it's kind of a surprise little piece that's really enjoyable to watch and very well done.
The Kalamazoo Bicycle Film Festival is Saturday at Western Michigan University's Little Theater, with start times at 7 and 9:30 p.m.
I'm Mick Rolson, world record holder for most consecutive hours spent on a bicycle.
And for WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.